Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave McDonald. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Hacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Strohmeyer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, John Strohmeyer. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nolan Ryan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Nolan Ryan. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hacker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rich Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Strohmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strohmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hacker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryan moves to second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDonald hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote is hit by the pitch. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hacker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rich Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hacker is called out on strikes. One out. John Strohmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strohmeyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Strohmeyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Strohmeyer moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Strohmeyer moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hacker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McDonald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDonald strikes out. 1 out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromontii hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hacker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rich Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hacker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Strohmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strohmeyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strohmeyer strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Hunt scores. Staub moves to third. Bailey moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Taylor now pitching. Dave McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-3 in the game. McDonald takes first base on ball 4. Staub scores. Bailey moves to third. Fairley moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-3 in the game. Hacker is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Strohmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strohmeyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strohmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool bunts towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to third. AG moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall tags and scores. AG tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a pop-up towards short. Hacker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.